We are so excited, Mike and I, following this team, and I know many United fans feel the same way. Man, we feel good about heading towards the playoffs, but just the way they handled their business, Mike, on this road trip was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, man, just to win the maximum points there, guys, it was 3 games in 7-day period, 9 points, and here's the boss, the architect, the brains of the operation. F.A. It is Darren Eales. And by the way, Falcons and United sharing personnel. We'll get into that a little bit later in conversation. First off, congratulations on an amazing run.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. What a great week it was. It was unbelievable. I tell you what, I still haven't recovered from San Jose. That was something else. The midweek game we had where we were 3-1 down and then they scored. So we thought we were 4-1 down and then good old VAR came to the rescue. We had a penalty up the
other
end. And then, you know, we score that goal right in the death in the sort of 5th minute of injury time to win it. I mean, that was pretty crazy.
You know, we don't talk a lot about this, but you've been around this all your life, and I know you've experienced it. I saw a level of, like, care for each other after that game with this team that maybe I don't know if we've seen. And because it was on so late, a lot of people obviously didn't finish it, Mike. But
I went to bed. It was 3-1, okay? I had two down on the road. They looked like it was our night. All
trust
right?
me, I'm with you. I get it. I was like, I was so ticked off. But can you talk about that? Because, I mean, I'm watching Brad. I'm watching Julian. All these guys just hugging and really caring about it. And you saw, like, I felt like there was a level of, you know, care and concern. And we talk about that word love, like the teammates loving each other. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I think it was a key moment for us. I mean, they did show that sort of non-Mike Bell, you know, don't just quit at 3-1, keep fighting at it and see it through. And I think for us it was a great example of, you know, putting in the effort right to the final whistle. And look, it was a key moment in the season for us. To get that win was huge. It meant that, you know, we could come back home in front of our amazing fans and get that chance to sort of stretch our lead at the top. But I think sometimes in seasons you get those moments where something happens and you just feel like, wow, this could be a special season. I think that's what we all felt in terms of that game on Wednesday. Now, clearly we've got a lot more work to do, but I think it just gave that sense of, look, we've got a real squad here, and it is a squad. You know, our different players play in, whether it's Darlington Nagbe coming back from injury, whether it's George Bello at 16 years making his debut. You know, this has been a squad effort throughout, and so I think that was the feeling Wednesday. It was pretty special.
We talked about Escobar, and I'm always like, Escobar, I'm not sure. And then he made some beautiful tackles, and he had some things to do, obviously, the last couple of games. We knew he'd see some different rotations, to your point. And what do you think our lineup is going to look like in the playoffs? Because it seems like the big three are really coming to their own. We saw Tito the other night, Miggy, obviously, and Joseph.
I think the great thing is that Tata's got a lot of options. I mean, the reality is I don't think anyone saw the lineup coming that we played against Real Salt Lake on Saturday, and we looked really impressive.
Did you know Bello was going to play?
Only at the time when the teams got announced. And I think, you know, it certainly showed that we've got different ways to play. You know, we've got the classic sort of four at the back, but we have the wing backs. Chris McCann has been great for us. He's defensive. He gives us that presence when we're defending set pieces. George was really attacking for his first game and showed a lot of confidence. You know, we've got Greg Garza, don't forget, who's in the wings recovering from injury that we're hoping to get back come playoff time. So we've got some real options. And I think that's a great thing for us, Mike, is we can show different looks depending on the opposition. And I think it's something that we didn't have last year. If you remember, we were sort of limping to the finish line come playoffs. This time, we're going to hopefully be rested, hopefully be in pretty good shape in terms of availability. And that gives us definitely an advantage.
He is Darren Eales, guys, president of our Atlanta United, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I want to remind people this week, because of the circumstances, Atlanta United taking on the New York Red Bulls pregame at 12:30 on Star 94.1. Okay, the game will be on Star 94.1. Kick is at 1 o'clock, but I want to remind Atlanta United fans, obviously we're your home, but with the Falcons playing this week and the United playing at the same time, Star 94.1 is where you'll be able to hear the game. I want to ask you about how much talent is at Atlanta United too, because we see Bello come up. I mean, is there more in the pipeline where we can start to really look at this thing and get more excited about what we're going to see down the road?
Absolutely. And look, it's a great example of what we spoke about when we started Atlanta United 2. It was going to be a proving ground. So it's a chance for us to play some of those young players in their first professional games to see if they can cope with the playing on the coalface, in effect, being there against men that are sort of playing for their livelihoods, and then make the step up. And George Bello is a great example. He signed a USL contract. He proved himself, and so he got moved onto an MLS contract and is playing for the first team. And I think for all of our youngsters in the academy, George is a great example of what they need to strive to do, because, you know, you've got to take those steps. And the great thing about Atlanta United too is that you don't have this huge chasm between the academy and the first team, which, frankly, with a club like us, and not being cocky, we just have such a good first team that that is a hard leap. But to have a second team where you can cut your teeth and prove your worth and then, you know, sign the contract for the MLS team is a great encouragement, I think, for all of our youngsters in the academy. So, you know, we couldn't be more pleased with how that's gone. And the great thing is we know that there's that talent level here in Georgia and here in the academy that Tony Annan's doing a fantastic job with. And look, it all comes down to having a coach like Tata Martino, who's not afraid to stick a 16-year-old in front of 72,000 in that game. I mean, that takes some guts, and there's coaches that wouldn't do that. But, you know, this is a guy that part of the reason we chose Tata was his pedigree in terms of playing youngsters. And, you know, he demonstrated that on Saturday.
And that's what's so cool, guys, the idea of Andrew Carlton and George Bello maybe being the face of the next generation of hopefully World Cup competitors for the U.S. men's national team. You know, that's all part of it.
Exactly. I mean, look, I mean, and again, I don't want to, you know, George had a good first debut, but, you know, he'll be the first to admit he can learn on a few things where perhaps, you know, he sort of hit a wall a little bit in the second half. But, you know, this kid's only 16. He's got a lot of growing to do, but he could be a real talent.
It is the boss, Darren Hills, with us, guys, from Atlanta United. And he joins us every week live in studio. Now, we've been trying to get this out of here for the last couple of weeks. So just for the listeners who have been asking us, should we be nervous about Tata's future here? I know October 1st is a big day.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've said it before. I think, you know, we're having a great season. I think Tata's enjoying himself. You can see that by the smile on his face. He's clearly going to have offers from elsewhere because he's a top, top manager. But we're hopeful that he'll enjoy the time he's had here and want to continue it.
Darren, can we talk a little bit about the playoffs and the format and why and how important it is for us to have that second game, especially talking about home field? I know, again, you know, last year was our first endeavor here in the ATL, and there are a lot of soccer fans are going, wait a minute, how's this go again? So we've already, you know, we've got a bye, actually, after, you know, this last week. But can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was crucial. So the six teams make the playoffs, but the top two get a bye, so they don't have to play like a wild card game that you'd have in sort of baseball. And, of course, it was the game, the pesky game last year that tripped us up, really, against Columbus. So, you know, that was a huge relief. The other thing now is that you go into a two-leg game where you're at home the second leg, which is considered an advantage because you know what you need to do at home. You're in the second leg. If it goes to extra time or penalties, you're playing in front of your home fans. So that is, as well, considered an advantage. But I think the most important thing for us was we missed that wild card game. So we can finish the season on the Sunday and know we're not going to be playing again till that weekend, whereas the team we'll be playing against will have played midweek.
Right.
So you've got that sort of advantage of a rest.
Okay, because obviously, guys, in like other leagues, like, I mean, English Premier League, La Liga, it's you win, you score the most points, you know, you win. You win you win the cup. In the Champions League is what you what we're basically doing, where it's aggregate over two games.
That's right, aggregate over two games. At the moment, away goals count double, so that has an advantage. But to go back to Supporters Shield, I mean, it's still important for us. We've got a chance. We're now 4 points clear. The Supporters Shield itself would be a chance for our first trophy. And, you know, that's why it's important to us as a club, because we're obviously young. It's only our second season. But for us to be able to get that in our second season would be pretty incredible. So, you know, we're definitely focused on that. And the other big goal for us this weekend is if we could beat Red Bulls, we'll have guaranteed a spot in the Champions League next season. I've spoken about that. That's the regional tournament like they have in Europe, but for Central and North America. And that's really important. If we can get into that, then we're up there with the sort of top MLS teams. And it's a real chance for us to be that first club to win the Champions League, which we'd love to do.
And that's played in April, I believe, next year?
Yeah, actually quite early. So it sort of starts in February and runs through till the, I think the finals are going to be in May. Might be end of April, start of May. So, you know, it's 16 teams. You have five from the MLS, five from Liga MX. It usually ends up being a shootout between Mexico and America.
I think it was Toronto and Guadalajara. Is that what I think, Greg, our Latin American soccer aficionado, is that who played in
CONCACAF? Yeah, no one thought Guadalajara was going to find a way to win that game. They were having a horrible season. And, yeah,
they just managed, and it was a, you know, ended up being a shootout. But the other thing you got to watch out is Toronto struggled this season in the league. So we do have to look at depth. So it's another reason why we can never rest on our laurels. Whatever we do this season, it's all about continuing to build.
And that's the thing, guys. As we're trying to educate folks who aren't the biggest soccer fans. These games, like in the CONCACAF, they run as concurrently with your MLS season. So it's kind of, you know, it does put a little wear and tear, but it's also there's some prestige involved.
Exactly, and you just got to deal with it. I mean, that's you want to be in it, so don't moan about it.
Can you talk about Julian Gressel? It seems like this has been a special year for him and all that it has been asked of him to do. And every time, it seems like he stepped up and played big for us.
Absolutely. And what's been incredible, Julian, if you think about it, I mean, he's just been so versatile, whether it's playing center midfield. He played a lot of center midfield last season. This season, he's been a right winger, a right wing back, a right back in a traditional four. And every time he's out there, you know you can rely on him. I think that's been the most impressive thing. He's one of those players that always has a seven or an eight. You know, he never, you know, he's not a nine one week and a five the next. He's just solid and reliable. And that's why I think, you know, from Tata's perspective, he's someone that he's always looking to fit in the team somewhere because he's played that way. And look, he's brilliant. And I always think back with Julian, you know, we did a trade with Orlando for him. So that makes it even sweeter.
Right.
He was our expansion draft trade.
And a bunch of guys that were drafted ahead of him. You get up all those guys. He's got more assists than all of them. That's how great the talent, again, in between Tata and Darren. We've talked about Darren making great decisions, Arthur Blank making great decisions. And also some of the cross-training between the Falcons. You're bringing somebody from the Falcons organization into United.
Yeah, a guy called Chase Falavine, who's in there. He was the director. He's going to be our director of player administration, but he worked in the football operations for the Falcons doing the salary cap, so like a capologist. Brilliant for us because I think, you know, it's great for the business because it shows that people can transition, but the area we felt we could really focus on was it is a salary cap environment unlike any other in the league. And so to get that specialist sort of person that can look at the cap, look at the ways to help us best navigate the waters with that experience, and then with the core values we have across all our businesses, we know we've got a guy that's going to fit in with the team. And so I'm really excited. I'll be totally honest, I didn't think going into the search that would be the route we went down, but it was one of those where we found the guy, and we've done a little bit of restructuring. We're putting some more resources into our scouting, but you know, Chase is going to be fantastic with the team. And I think, you know, it was great for us to be able to work with, you know, our sister club in that way. And you know, we've had someone who's left us to join the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So it's working really well as having those groups because it gives opportunities for people to step up.
It's awesome. And we look forward to it because that's going to be a big part of our growth, guys, with the cap. Darren, again, game on Star 94.1, guys. Star 94.1, 12:30 pregame. Kick is at 1 o'clock. It's New York Red Bulls. It's a big one, Mike.
And Red Bulls, you talked about earlier, that's a good team. They're put together pretty well.
Yeah, and they're testing at their place. And look, it's a good practice for us for playoffs because, you know, it's the sort of high intensity game. I think, you know, they're up for it. They want to obviously win the Supporters Shield themselves. It'd be the third time they'd won it in 6 years, so this is a good team that's been there before. I mean, we had a bit of help with Bradley Wright Phillips getting a yellow card in his last game right near the death, which means he can't play,
right?
But they've still got some quality around the pitch. And you know, I think back to last year, we got a 0-0 out of there. I don't know if you remember, but Brad Guzan made one of the best saves I've ever seen against Bradley Wright Phillips. And, you know, we were holding on. So this will be a different test. I think we'll hopefully go there and try and establish our game. But look, it's fantastic. It's what you're in the game for. It's going to be fun. It's exciting. And, you know, we hopefully can get that win because it guarantees Champions League. And then we're, you know, looking to try and win that Supporters Shield in front of our home fans.
Let's go make it happen. Darren, thank you so much for joining us, as always, in studio, guys. This ride is just beginning. And, again, Star 94.1, Eels of Fortune, you guys undefeated?
No, we're not. We're 1-2. I call it emotional hedging. I hate the Patriots, and I've got Brady in there. So I lose, but at least Brady had a shocker.
Good job, Darren.
Hey, Mike Conte, the voice of the United, is going to stop by in case you missed it. Coming up next on Dukes and Bell.